And good morning, good morning, good morning. It's sunshine. It's Thursday. It's 9:30. That means we're talking cars with Brad Dungeness. Ah, he's here.
I'm in the studio, Tom. It's so exciting to be here with you finally. I think it must have been 60 weeks or something since I was in the studio. Not because I don't like you, but you know, at first it was COVID, and then I kind of got used to doing it on the phone. And with my busy mornings, it's, you know, I kind of...
It was working out well for you, wasn't it?
Those extra few minutes, I didn't have to drive down here and drive back where I was taking advantage of them often. But here now, I'm getting a little antsy and ready to come see you, and I brought in some guests for us today.
Boy, we got a house full.
We got a house full in the studio. We got OKM on the road. I want to say Mozart so bad because we've been doing this for a long time at Dungeness. Yeah, this is a great week in Bartlesville where we're the center of the music universe. And it's just really special that this festival continues and evolves more here in our community. So I've got Ryan Martin, Garrett Lee, and Joyce Yang here. I think I got the names right.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, guys. Pleased to have you here. The festival, we're on the verge of the festival. I was kind of surprised you could come today with all the stuff going on, but
it was really funny. We got a call yesterday. Hey, do you want to go over to the radio to go speak with Brad? I'm like, you know what? Why not? Because I believe right after this, we're going to start loading up the community center and start getting things ready to go.
A lot of work to do. I've seen the emails about volunteers and stuff. I know you still need people to help if they're out there.
We do. We just sent out a blast on social media as well as our e-blast. We're just looking for volunteers, people to take tickets, drive golf carts, even just greet people at the concerts, really, you know, bring that community spirit alive to those who aren't from Bartlesville.
Yeah.
But for everyone who volunteers, we're giving away comp tickets.
Awesome.
If you volunteer, which is a great perk.
It is.
And also for the outdoor concerts, you get to go watch the concert, but we're also going to be giving food vouchers. We have some great food vendors out at Woolah Rock.
Yeah.
So definitely, if you are looking for something to do this week, we don't necessarily, you don't have to do it every single day, even if it's just one night. Just go over to the OKM website. You can give us a call and just say, hey, I want to volunteer, and we'll put you down and we'll work out those details.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Yep.
Now, this is going to be one for the books, as they say. Now, we've got so many great acts coming up here. One of them is Take Three, and we're going to be talking to them tomorrow on the radio.
Yes.
Yes.
Like you said, we have a very wonderful season this year planned. Every genre that you can kind of think of, classical, we have some jazz, Americana, folk, even reggae pop, completely different. It's a very well-rounded festival. And this festival, like you said, I think it's going to be one for the books. For so many of our artists, this is the first time that they've got to perform again in well over a year. Mike Levine from Dallas Brass. I believe you've talked with him this year, Tom.
Yeah, he's been on our show.
You're right. Yeah. No, he's a great guy. But me and him were chatting yesterday because they just came in to start rehearsing. And he was like, Ryan, this is the first time that I've got to see my band in well over 400 days. So he's like, this is the very first stop for us. This is kind of jump-starting our tour schedule again. Mm-hmm. So not just Dallas Brass, so many of our musicians, this is the first time that they get to start performing.
Well, I was thinking this morning about the virtual event last year.
Yes.
And just how different that was. How it was cool in a way.
It's
and
a completely
and
different experience.
That you were able to expand to so many other places in the world. So many people around the world
exactly.
were exposed to OKM in
yes.
a new way. And hopefully that really helped this year, too.
It really did. Uh-huh. Even
added component, too, isn't it?
Yeah. It did. We had so many people, not just within the United States. We have several countries last year that were actually tuning in. But this year, we had a lot of people calling, like, hey, we watched your guys' concerts last fall. Tell me a little bit more about the festival. So we're talking about Bartlesville. We're, you know, trying to share some of the hotels that still have availability. They're basically all full right now.
That tall one might have a room.
Yes, a lot of our artists, are definitely over there.
Yeah.
But that really did help us, you know, get OKM back, you know, on the map, if you will, with countries all around the world. And people were exposed to Bartlesville that may have never heard of the city, which was a fantastic thing that we did last year. But virtual is not the same as in-person. And so many of our artists, again, Mike was saying, we just miss that audience, you know, even an applause.
Well,
it's something
that the audience misses you and they miss each other, I think,
exactly.
and all that at this point.
We're all
ready to go.
We're so excited to be able to give these artists an opportunity to just perform again. And for many, again, this is the first time, which is really, really exciting.
And it kicks off tonight, right? Or it's been going on with the kids events.
With kids,
And, you know, but the big show starts today.
Exactly. Tonight is Canadian Brass. They're a huge favorite. I believe this is their fifth visit to Bartlesville since the beginning of OKM, and some of the members, they've been in Bartlesville for all five visits. They love the community here, and they're excited to be able to be back at the community center. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, there are still some availabilities for Canadian Brass. They are going really, really fast. So if you're wanting to go to that concert, I would maybe pick up that phone and get your tickets this morning, because they are...
People have kind of waited at times for some of the events we've been having this spring. I know the ballet sold out. A bunch of things have sold out. So you need to get on this if you want to go, or don't want to be disappointed and show up at the last minute and not
be able to
go.
So get your tickets, eh?
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, we kick off tonight. All weekend we have so many events. We have some free showcase events on Saturday.
I mean, we better get into that, I think, because there's so many to talk about, and we want to really kind of promote everything if we can, because like you said, there's something for everybody. So let's go. Tonight you have Canadian Brass. What's going on tomorrow? Because tomorrow is a big day, and then Saturday is probably a big even bigger.
Yes. So Friday is our Woola Rock concert, and this is such a staple within the festival. This goes back literally to some of the original years as OKM started. And this is such a fun concert for families to come out to Woola Rock. And this year we actually are going to have three acts performing. We were able to get the Booker T. Washington String Quintet. Oh. That's a mouthful. Down from Tulsa, they're going to be actually kicking off the entire Woola Rock concert. Jack Settle he's from Bartlesville. He's an amazing Americana country singer. He's going to be opening for Dallas Brass. Mm-hmm. So we have three very uniquely different acts that are going to be doing Woola Rock, but again, that just really encompasses what we are as a festival. We're not just classical. We're trying to encompass as many genres as we can. So this is Friday night, tomorrow night, Woola Rock. We're going to have our fireworks finale, which people look forward to every year. It's always a great fireworks show. And Dallas Brass has such a unique, fun, American, patriotic feeling.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Concert and one thing that is important to bring note for this year, John Mallett was our co-vice chairman of the board, and he recently passed away. Oh. So we are dedicating the entire festival in his honor and his memory, and we're ending our Woola Rock performance. He was a huge Star Wars fan. That was his favorite, movie. He loved Star Wars, so we're actually going to be ending Woola Rock with the Star Wars finale with the fireworks, which is going to be really wonderful in his memory.
That's awesome. Yes. That's great to honor him. And it is a great night. And if folks haven't been out to a Woola Rock concert, it's something you definitely want to experience. Watching the sunset and listening to the music, sitting out on the lawn and enjoying a good dinner and having a few drinks. It's just a great time.
It's a great family event. Again, we'll have kids activities too for the youngsters to keep them, entertained, and lots of games for them.
They can wander around and play. We've taken our kids many times when they were younger and really enjoyed it. It's a great time.
It's a great concert. So that's all on Friday. Saturday, there's a lot going on, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time going through everything, but we have several free showcase events starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. We have a festival brunch with Anjanette Webster, who's very popular here in Bartlesville, and then Ryan and Ryan, they're a piano duo. And all three of those are actually free concerts. You literally just have to give us a call, let us know how many seats, and you're good to go. And then later Saturday night, we have Dallas String Quartet. And they did a live stream last year. You've spoken with Jan.
Yep, it rocked.
Yeah, he's such a cool guy.
Funny.
I love every time I get to talk to him. But Dallas String Quartet, they do a really unique blend of like almost rock type music blended also with classical. So their concert is called Where Bach Meets Bon Jovi. So they have
that's a wide spectrum.
It is. And it's going to be a really neat concert. They have costumes that encompass like the classical period. Mm-hmm. And then they switch costumes to more of like a rock vibe. And so it's a very unique crossover group to show, we can perform, pop rock songs, but on classical instruments.
That's awesome.
So that's going to be Saturday night at the community center. And I believe that's all of Saturday's events. Sunday, we have Tina Guo, who is a world-renowned Grammy-nominated cellist. Mm-hmm. And her performance is Game On. Video game music, television music, movie soundtracks. She does it all. And she'll be performing down in Tulsa at the Performing Arts Center down there on Sunday.
Awesome.
So she's quite a unique performer. I talked to her last year, and I said, well, how's it going? She goes, doing a little this, doing a little that. Oh, yeah, some Grammy thing. And I'm some Grammy thing. I mean, she's so into her music, and she's so into just being a real human being. Yep. And she goes, yeah, it was nice. Some Grammy thing.
Yeah, she's,
but she is so talented.
She's extremely talented. She's one of our artists. If you go and look at her bio, I'm not even kidding, like 4 to 5 pages of just everything she's accomplished. Wow. And traveled all over the world. And she collaborates with major movie composers like Hans Zimmer. Like, they're best friends. They're always sharing stuff on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is crazy that she has that connection. But she's a fantastic performer. So she'll be at Sunday down in Tulsa. But Monday we'll also be down at Tulsa at Philbrook this year. We're doing a intimate piano chamber performance down there. And Jenny Lynn was here in 2019. Our audience loved her when she was here in Bartlesville. Literally the moment she finished playing, people stood up instantly demanding an encore. I believe she did 2 encore pieces because people just wanted to keep hearing her. But she's going to be doing a very wide range classical piano performance, everything from Bach. She's going to be Debussy, some mm-hmm. Chopin, a little bit of Philip Glass. So she's kind of doing all of these major classical wow. Periods, which is going to be really neat. So that's Monday. Now, Tuesday, again, if there's a concert I'm really, really excited about, it's Take Three. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be performing here at the Community Center Tuesday night. And Take Three is a group that I honestly didn't really know who they were. Mary Lynn, our chairman of the board, was, coming up with the lineup and, trying to get us to, put our feedback in for the festival. And she was like, listen to this group. I really think that you guys are going to like them. And the moment I started researching them, I literally fell in love. And they have some of the most beautiful renditions I think I've ever heard. One of them was a kind of a fusion of the song Amazing Grace and Bach's Cello Suite No. 1. And I'm not just saying this, I've heard many versions of Amazing Grace, which I'm sure we all have. Mm-hmm. And I literally just sat in my office, and I don't cry often, but I literally, my eyes were starting to water, and I literally stopped the video and I was like, Mary Lynn, that was one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. So they're extremely talented, and of course they have beautiful songs, but they have really fun covers. Again, they're going to be kind of doing a America history, if you will, of some of the great, rock songs that we really love, mm-hmm. As well as some great classical hits, some movie soundtracks as well. So okay. That's going to be a really cool family concert. Well,
there's
on Tuesday
a theme
night.
Here. It's like everything is so accessible this year. It really is. People yeah. heard before and that they're going to be able to relate to.
Exactly. There really is something for everyone. And, we're trying to really push that every year. But this year, I truly do say that we have a concert for everyone. That if you're not one that you're like, mm-hmm. classical music's really not my thing, we have all these other great concerts that you can go and experience. Mm-hmm. And if you're one that you're like, I love classical, we have so many concerts too that mm-hmm. if you're a pure classical person, you have something to go yeah. to. So we're really excited about our season this year.
Yeah, that's great. And we, let's bring on Garrett and Joyce. You guys are interns, I guess, this year at the festival, and you're both local music prodigies, I think, actually.
I go that far.
Well, I saw you a few times, Garrett, in high school. And,
I'm a lot different.
Well, welcome. How did you end up being an intern at the festival? What brought you to back to the festival?
I've lived here my whole life, and except for, I started going to UCO in Edmond a couple years ago, and I don't know, my dad was like, the festival, right? I was like, yeah, I've never gotten to go to it because I've always been busy at the same time. And he was like, they do a college internship. I was like, well, that sounds like fun for me. And so I signed up, and because I have production experience, and I was like, this would be a good way to do that in Bartlesville and work with some of the people like Bill at the Community Center, he's great. He's a great guy. But it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Trying to get to work behind the scenes and see how a festival comes together. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. I've only really seen the production side of it, but then you see the office side of it, and it's like,
And Joyce, you're also an intern at the festival.
Yes.
And what drew you to the festival? How did you find out about this opportunity?
So this summer, a bunch of my events got canceled because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to find a way I could give back to the community. And I've been involved in music since I was really little. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to find a way I could incorporate those two. And Keely Droge, who is one of our showcase artists, I was talking to her and she was saying how OKM needed help. And so I just reached out to Miss Mim, and she was super inviting and invited me to her office and offered me this internship.
That's great. Mm-hmm. It's a neat opportunity to bring in such Bartlesville talent into the festival and getting them exposed. I think that's excellent too. Thank you for all your help there. That's awesome. What shows are you guys looking forward to the most?
I think I grew up classical pianist, so I'm really excited for Jenny Lynn at the Philbrook. I think just the environment combined with just her elegance will just bring the concert to life.
Yeah, the Philbrook scene should be beautiful. It's a lovely place, and I'm sure that this is the first time at Philbrook, right?
At least to my knowledge. Yeah, this is one of the first that we've done.
I don't think so. That should be awesome. And what is your
Grady Nichols and the Baja Men, because I went to the Academy of Contemporary Music in Oklahoma City, and a lot of people there knew Grady, and so I've heard a lot about him. But then the Baja Men, as I was reading their bio, I saw that they were responsible for Who Let the Dogs Out, and I was like, that was just such a big, like, my brain just exploded. I was like, I can't believe that's them, and so now I got to hear it.
Yeah, and Grady and that together, going to be very interesting, I think.
It'll be a very interesting tonal shift between him and them, but I think it'll be awesome. It'll be a good show.
That's what I'm looking forward to, and that's been moved from the baseball stadium to the community center, and you know, so those that were wanting to be outside, don't worry about it. We'll take care of you inside.
We will be indoors. Yeah. And for those that have questions about tickets, we have received some phone calls. If you have tickets already in place for Baja Men and Grady Nichols, they will be automatically transferred to the community center. You will literally just show up, present your name, and an usher will really help you. If you're a VIP, senior, student, whatever section you purchase your ticket for, they're going to transfer over there.
Great. That's awesome. And there's a lot between where we left off and when Baja Men and Grady Nichols go there. So let's talk about a few more shows.
Because
I'm relying on your memory, because I looked at the schedule
I think I have it all memorized by now. You know, we've been doing this for over a year in terms of prepping. Where did we left off at Take Three on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday, I'll keep going through the main stage, and if we have time to talk about our wonderful showcase series, we really have some great concerts there.
Well, you can check it all out online at
okmmusic.org.
Okmmusic.org. Yes. So, and ticket information, all the schedule, all that is there.
Yes. So on Wednesday, we have Wynonna, who's going to be performing a piano concert here in our Ambler Hall. So that is a beautiful space. If you haven't got to go in there, the acoustics are literally phenomenal. The space was designed solely for chamber type performances where you don't even really need a microphone, that the sound will just project beautifully. Mm-hmm. Even if you were in the back of Ambler Hall, you would be able to hear it almost literally as good if you were sitting right in front of the stage.
Yeah, creating that space was really
brilliant space. And we're so proud that is literally in our office. Sometimes we forget, Ambler Hall is this literally
right there.
Open the door, there you are.
Yes, and Wynonna, her concert, for those that love really great piano performances, she's going to be playing Brahms's 8 piano pieces, which each is a completely different style, and it's a very challenging piece. For those that know piano music, Brahms is a very difficult composer, and she's going to execute it perfectly, I imagine. But she's also going to be doing Beethoven and a little bit of Schumann as well, so a very well-rounded, difficult piano concert, but it's going to be absolutely wonderful. So that's Wednesday night in our Ambler Hall. And as Garrett mentioned, we're closing off the season with Grady Nichols and Baja Men, two, again, very unique brands of music. Grady Nichols, very jazz, saxophone heavy. He's well known in Tulsa, performs I believe it's the Utica Square. They have a summer series, and he's very known performing there. So a lot of our patrons, we're like, we're coming because we love Grady. So he's going to be opening for Baja Men. And of course, they wrote Who Let the Dogs Out. And they have all kinds of just family fun music. They're going to be incorporating dance into the show. They're going to be bringing costumes and everything. So it's just going to be a really fun, energetic closeout to our festival this season.
That just sounds awesome. It's a great time of year. So much going on. And we're really excited to kick it off.
And of course, this week, Miss Rose is up to her knees in kids.
Today is one of the last days of the Especially for Kids. We have a Dallas Brass educational program. They're going to be performing a program just for kids today at 2 p.m. Unfortunately, that event is at full capacity. And most of the events this last week, they sold out.
Really?
Yeah. We unfortunately, we only have so many art supplies, and these spaces can only hold so many kiddos. And it was a fantastic week, from our annual tea party to...
which was sold out.
That was sold out. We had the Delaware Tribe that did an educational culture dance type program for the kids at the community center, which sold out as well. We had several story times with Tamika Straw. And again, today we're having a Dallas Brass program that Mike Levine and the band over there, they're going to be doing a concert geared just for kids, which is going to be really, really cool. So Rose is just about, you know, ready to call it quits. No, not really. She's a wonderful, wonderful.
She's the Energizer Bunny.
Yes. And this has been a wonderful week for the kids program, you know, with OKM.
OKM. Back to the beginning of OK Mozart, it takes lots of Energizer Bunnies.
It does.
Lots of coffee. Lily, this is already my second cup today. So, yes, we just had our Especially for Kids series, which was a wonderful success. But our last series I want to talk about is our Showcase series. And every year we try to, it is what the name is, we try to showcase local Bartlesville, Oklahoma talent. It's a way for us to kind of show off the great town that we have here just in Bartlesville. So on Saturday, again, I mentioned that we have Ryan and Ryan, which is a piano duo from Tulsa, and they're going to be performing a lot of like Gershwin, Copland, a lot of kind of like jazz type compositions. And then we also have Keely Droge, which Joyce had mentioned earlier. Keely is going to be doing a piano performance during our showcase series. And those that know Keely, she is with, I can't remember which real estate firm here in town, but she loves playing piano, and that's something that she's very passionate about.
Yeah.
But we have all kinds of great showcase events during the week. We have Merritt's Trio, which is a string piano trio. They're going to be doing a very unique blend of music. I feel like I keep saying that, but it is a very unique concert that they're going to be performing. And we're going to be closing our showcase off with Hugo Salcedo, which is also from Tulsa, and he's going to be doing a mariachi type, really fun, energetic showcase closeout, and that's going to be at the Unity Square space. So we'll have some food trucks there. If you work downtown, it's going to be at noon on next Thursday. Come out to,
that,
you know,
be fun.
Yeah, the Unity Square, hear some mariachi music, get some tacos. Yeah. It's going to be a really fun closeout for the showcase. So.
Last weekend's event, it was so cool on Friday night down at the first Summer Sizzlin' event.
Yes.
When they publicly unveiled the sculpture, and we got the new restaurant open for the big, you know, that's still coming together. I know we've talked about it a lot for the last few weeks, what's going on at the Price Tower there at the Plaza Restaurant. But they've got the bar and the seating open in the gallery. Mm-hmm. They're still working on finishing up the kitchen. I understand that they're there today and tomorrow, hopefully, finishing that up, and we'll be able to open up with the new menu here as soon as maybe tomorrow night, but at least by the middle of next week.
All right,
but right now there's still a limited menu. Our right chef is working really hard to get everybody trained and really on this new menu. It's going to be a real exciting time there at the tower, and as we go through the rest of the summer at Unity Square, there's so much stuff going on, and so just go on out and check it out if you're out downtown at all.
And for you Frank Lloyd Wright enthusiasts, we're doing it by the book. We check with the conservancy.
That's right. We did get approval for the changes. And of course, we're not giving up on the gallery. We've taken half of the space of the original gallery.
Uh-huh.
And then we've also got space upstairs where we're going to have the Price Tower standing collection. Mm-hmm. And we'll have rotating shows. We'll have art shows starting soon with the Cox Family Collection. Lots of great stuff coming up later in the year. So, just as you're out, if you're going down to OK Mozart concert, come check out what's going on at the Price Tower.
And it's right there.
It's right there. We're really excited about all that coming together. And a little bit of car business stuff. We're still selling them like hotcakes, Tom.
Yes, you are. I rocked your lot on Saturday.
It's kind of crazy.
They're moving.
We don't seem to have very many new vehicles. The chip shortage is still there,
yeah.
but they're coming in slowly. And we've taken to selling pieces of paper before the cars arrive, and so that's a little odd for us. But
you're still probably hunting for some pre-owned, aren't you?
We are searching for pre-owned. We've got a great collection right now, though. We've got over 80 used vehicles in stock. We've got a lot of outstanding deals on Ford Super Duties, Ford F-150, Toyota Tacoma, Toyota 4Runner, some of the rarest vehicles that are out there right now. We've got great inventory on the used vehicle side, so you can not only get the vehicle you want, but save a little bit of money on that used vehicle. Now, used vehicle prices have gone up some this summer with the supply and demand issue, but there's not much I can do about that. Mm-hmm. This is really a market-based reality, supply and demand is really just changed our industry a little bit, but that's okay. We're still taking care of our customers, doing our simple price stuff. We are not really great non-commissioned sales consultants are out there, ready to take care of you and really focus on you and what you need, and we'll take care of you if you come on out.
I saw one of your Toyota pickup trucks and it was drawing a crowd.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, I see it!
Well, that's
right there on the corner of the lot.
We've really sourced some great trucks, Toyota Tacomas, TRD Pros, a couple different varieties of TRD Toyota Tacomas. We've got a Ford Super Duty that's lifted, had some speed a speed chip put in it, and some modifications. So when you get buying used stuff, that's when you get a little bit of this advantage of having really nice stuff that's sometimes hard to get from the manufacturer.
Now, you had two vehicles out there. They're the same kind. It was the Ford EcoSport.
Yeah.
Man, you can go like a million miles on that thing.
Yeah, and this week, people may have missed it. There was an all-new product announced from Ford, the Ford Maverick.
Ford Maverick, the
brand
truck,
new truck. It's going to be an entry-level truck. It's expected to come in starting at under $20,000.
Get out of here!
It'll be like a entry-level car price vehicle, but it'll be a truck. We're really excited about that. I mean, so we got Bronco Sport, Mach-E, the all-new F-150 Lightning. We've got the Maverick. So I guess we may not be able to get all the chips we need for the product we have, the product development at Ford is not stopping. There's going to be great stuff coming later this year, and it's going to be really exciting when that product starts to hit. I think Maverick, they're saying we'll get it in the fall, so it isn't that far off.
So when was the last time we've had a truck brand new off the assembly line come in at under $20,000?
I bet in the 80s, early 90s, perhaps, an F-150 without air conditioning.
It had air conditioning.
Like
it's called 260.
You could go back to the Ford Courier, perhaps,
Ford Courier. A nice one.
Some people say, well, is that the recreation of the Courier?
No, I don't think so.
It's a bit different. It's more
still
the DNA that you're seeing with the new Ford product is what you're going to get out of the Maverick. Mm-hmm. If you go Google it, you'll get some preliminary pictures
of that stuff.
And you can already set a reservation on that product, like we've been doing on some of this future product now, which allows you to get in line for the vehicle, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff coming. It is still baseball season.
Yep.
We finally got the season passes. So I've got a few season passes that if people come out to the dealership and just say, I want a pass, we might want to show you a car or two, eventually we'll give you your season pass.
Sure.
So I'll say today, if people come in, I'll give away 3 season passes. All you have to do is ask your sales consultant for it, and we'll make sure that you get your season pass.
And you're really easy to find.
Yes, out on Highway 75, just to the south of the Quick Trip, south of the Highway 60 interchange. You can't miss the big blue oval and the Toyota monolith. And
it's on 75, the west side, which is the best side.
Well, really good stuff going on. We do have specials.
Yes, we do.
Despite supply and demand issues, we've still got specials like the used 2019 Ford Escape SUV, the 20 Lincoln Nautilus Reserve, it's used, a 19 Ford F-150 King Ranch that's used, I just got out of a Lincoln Navigator with under 5,000 miles. It's a grounded demonstrator, still a new vehicle, comes with all the new vehicle warranty and stuff, our 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that comes at no cost to you on all our new vehicles. And but that's available now. We've got a 20 Lincoln Continental Reserve that's just an outstanding deal. We've got you mentioned the Ford EcoSport, a 21 Ford EcoSport, a white one that we've got a deal on. So there's lots of great specials out there right now.
And we'll give you passes to the ball game.
Passes to the ball game. You can also check everything out online at dungeschoice.com. Or come out, see us at the dealership, or give us a call at 918-333-0900.
Everybody, thanks for coming. We're out of time. Sorry about that.